FLW Angler of the Year, Anthony Gagliardi. You know, about a year ago, you and I were talking about, you know, man, this sport of bass fishing, it's tough business, man. You got to go out here and work all these sponsor deals and all that kind of stuff. But a year later, Angler of the Year, it's got to be pretty neat for you.
Yeah, I guess I'm finding out that it's well worth it. You know, when you accomplish something like this, and you feel like all the hard work that you've put in over the years has paid off, and I feel like I'm right where I need to be in my life right now.
Well, I'm reminiscing a little bit, but about a year or so ago, Kentucky Lake was a pretty important event. But this year, winning that Murray event at home or with all the family and friends had to be a pretty neat experience.
It was a very neat experience for me, and you're right. Kentucky Lake was very important for me. It was my first win of my career and really gave me the confidence that I needed at that time to carry on with my career. But when I compare the two, there's no comparison. Lake Murray was just so special to me to be able to win in front of the home crowd. And I had so many people during the week that wished me well and wished me all the luck in the world. And to have them there, my friends there, my family there, it was really special.
Well, it was also not an easy bite. I mean, it was cold weather came in. You had a big cold front, and you guys were picking rocks apart, if I remember right, throwing a jig or a crankbait or whatever you were doing, picking those rocks apart. Had a big weight, though, and did real, real well, won that event.
Yeah, that's a neat time of year for that lake. There's a lot of big stringers caught, but you really have to be dialed in to what the fish are doing. And if you can get to that point where you figure those big fish out, there's no lake like it in the country. And I knew going into that tournament that I stood a chance to do well because that's a good time of year for me on the lake. I know a lot of key places that the fish are that time of year, and I know what to look for. And that's really what I had to do in that tournament was spend a lot of time going out trying to find new water because the lake was down 14, 15 foot from where it normally is, and a lot of the things that I fished were out of the water. But I still knew what I needed to be looking for, and I believe that was actually a blessing in disguise because it forced me to go out and practice like I would on another lake and not rely so much on what's happened to me there in the past. And I had new water to fish each day, and it worked out perfect for me.
Well, I hear a lot of the guys, the seasoned veterans, talk about the young guys are just getting tougher and tougher. Now you've won Angler of the Year, so now you got to watch out for those young guys around with you too, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I got a couple years left in me before I'm going to start worrying about these young guys. You know, I still feel like I'm pretty young in the sport. I have been here, 5 or 6 years, but I have a lot of years left ahead of me, and there's still some guys up there in age that I have to contend with day in and day out. So this is definitely a sport that you can compete in even as you get older.
Well, top 10 in the Bass Fan World Rankings, you've been there for a long, long time. Angler of the Year kind of solidified your position, I think, as far as an angler professionally. You know, you look at the guys now, hey, there's Kevin Van Dam, hey, there's Greg Hackney, there's so on and so forth, all those great names up there on top of the list, your name's right up there with them.
Yeah, and it's nice, and I've thought about that a lot lately. It's nice to be categorized in that group of guys because they are fishermen that I looked up to growing up, and I still look up to them in a lot of ways. I have a lot of respect for them, and to be in that same category, it's a good feeling.
Well, let's reflect. Okay, you're 35 points up, I think, in the last tournament. You go to Lake Champlain. You know it's yours to lose. It's not one of those things that, you're going to have somebody sneak up or whatever because you got 35-point lead, but you had to catch them.
You do have to catch them, especially on that lake, and that was one thing that scared me. You know, going to Champlain, even though I had a 35-point lead, 35 points up there is just a matter of a pound or so, and so you can catch them pretty good and still get passed by a lot of anglers, and I had to think about that, but after it was all said and done, I went out there and practiced and did my thing and found fish like I wanted to, and I put together a solid tournament.
Well, you look behind you, you had Matt Heron, Jim Moyna, a lot of those guys that were hungry that had a great year as well. And so, they're chasing you, and you just have to go out there and really try to put a good bag of fish in the boat, right?
That's right. Matt Heron and Jim Moyna both have done well up there in the past. And I know there's always a solid largemouth bite, and Matt Heron was going to be all over that. And Jim had done real well all year with smallmouth, and so I knew he was going to be a factor as well. So, but I couldn't put that in the back of my mind. I had to go out there and do my thing. And it just worked out for me.
Well, let's talk about now in retrospect. You've had, a couple of months here where you've got to be Angler of the Year, and I'm sure you've got things you're doing with sponsors and those kind of things. What's changed in your life since you've been Angler of the Year?
I don't think really anything's changed in my life yet, and I'm still the same person that I used to be, and I'm just a good old boy from South Carolina that loves to fish and loves what he does, and just grateful for the opportunities that I have in the sport right now. And I'm going to use this to help the sponsors that I'm with now, and hopefully be able to get them some recognition and get some exposure for them. And at the same time, I hope it opens some doors up for me.
Well, no doubt about it. The non-endemic sponsors have grown. You know, you look at what's going on across the industry, you're seeing people that are in our sport now that haven't been in years past. And it's got to be, as Angler of the Year, you know, you can look around and say, okay, well, that guy got fifth or that guy got eighth. But, hey, there's only one number one guy.
That's true. I mean, there is only one a year. And that's why this title is so special, because, I mean, there is only one. And everybody works so hard all year, and that's everybody's goal. And to come out on top, especially against the caliber of fishermen that I know are out there, you know, I've gotten to be friends with a lot of these guys, and I know how good these guys are, and that's what really makes this title so special to me.
Well, changing topics a little bit, now you got Logan Martin coming up, and you've had good success there. You know, are you looking forward to going down there again? Of course you are. I'm just giving you a hard time. But you look at what you've got to go down there, that's $500,000.
Yeah, I know. That's a lot of money, and, you know, that's, I would have to say that's my next goal in my career. And I'd like to come away with a championship victory. And I've had two tour wins and an Angler of the Year. And, you know, I always want to be consistent. And I'd love to, you know, win more Angler of the Years in my career. But I definitely would like to win a championship. And, you know, I feel that this is as good a chance as any coming up here in a couple of weeks. And I finished third there the last time we were there in 2004. So and I have a lot of confidence going into this event. The fish should be doing something that I'm comfortable fishing. And I think I stand a good shot.
Well, talk about the NCAA pairings a little bit. You know, every angler you talk to gives you a different opinion. It's been good to you. You've had good success with it. I mean, is it something that bothers you, or do you like it that way?
No, I really do like it. I think it's good for the sport because it brings in a little extra attention. It's just something different. And, you know, anytime we can get somebody else to look at the sport and take a closer look at it, it's good for us, and it helps to grow the sport. But, and like you said, it has been good to me. And last year, you know, was a prime example. And I didn't have so well of a third day, but, you know, the bracket system, the way I was paired up, it worked out, and I was able to advance on to the final round and ended up finishing fifth. So it has been good to me.
Well, we've talked about, you know, of course, deep water fish and some of those kind of things you've had success with at Kentucky Lake and then at Murray. But let's talk also a little bit about some of the things you're working on that you may need at Logan Martin.
Absolutely. I mean, Logan Martin, there's some deep fish to be caught at Logan Martin. But and as everybody knows, last time we were there, it was one on docks. And if I had to pick one technique that I felt that I wasn't as good at as I would like to be right now in my career, it would be dock fishing. So I definitely, that's something I want to improve over these next couple of years, and I'm sure I'll get a little bit of practice in here in the next week when I get down there to Logan Martin.
We also like the finesse fish, and that sort of surprised me a little bit. We talked about that earlier, and you said, yeah, I like the finesse fish a little bit. Drop shotting, or what are you doing?
I do like it. I like a drop shot, and you know, I'd have to say the spot remover jig head has become my baby over the past couple of years when it comes to that type of fishing. And I've caught you catch numbers of fish on that bait, but I think people would be surprised if they knew how many big fish that I've caught on that spot remover jig head with just a finesse worm or a trick worm, whatever it might be. It's a technique that catches fish, you know, in just about every condition on every kind of lake that we go to. And you always have to have one tied on.
Well, Anthony, I think you're a great representative. It's great to see these young guys coming out and doing what you're doing. It's got to be fun for you. The rest of the year is going to be exciting.
It is. I'm real fortunate to have the opportunities that I have. And, you know, the future looks great for this sport, and I think better things are yet to come.
One final thing, I guess I got to talk about family a little bit. You know, I kind of shifted gears here, been all over the place with this one, but your dad is a guy that follows you everywhere, and I've seen him, you know, at a lot of events and stuff. He's kind of a promoter for you. He promotes, you know, Anthony Gagliardi, but he just really loves the sport, no doubt about that.
No, he does. I mean, I'd consider him a jack of all trades when it comes to bass fishing. He keeps me informed on what's going on in the bass fishing world. And, you know, he does. He travels with me and practices with me. We spend a lot of time together. And it's real important that I have my family. My wife, Kristen, travels with me when she can. And she gives me all the support in the world. And it really means a lot.
Well, best of luck the rest of the way. And thanks for being with us here at Bass Fan Radio.
Thank you, Terry.
I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Radio.